One of Canadian mountain biking's marquee events rose from the pandemic ashes after 2 summers away, and Squamish athletes were front and center. Several local riders claimed podium finishes at Kronkworx Whistler, held this year from August 5 to 14. While Kronkworx has long provided an opportunity for locals to compete on the world stage, the extra energy from the event returning for the first time since 2019 gave riders a jolt. "It was awesome. It was so cool," said Jacob Quist, 16. "Vibes were high. Everyone was there. All the pros. All your friends. All the people you happen to know through riding all happened to be there, riding, laughing, competing." Quist placed second in his division in the Enduro World Series race and third in the Ultimate Pumptrack Challenge. Succeeding in two fairly different disciplines was a boon for Quist. "I just wanted to get them done, have a good time and ride the best I could," he said. "It was good switching things up, tapping into all aspects of my riding abilities, having a bit of variety." Another podium finish went to Jack McLeod, who snagged a second place showing in the specialized dual slalom event. McLeod, 16, credited his BMX background for his success in the dual slalom, as many of the skills, such as pumping, are central to both disciplines. "I had a really good feeling for the course. I really felt strong in the corners," he said, adding that he also rolled and pumped effectively. "A lot of the training I'll do is in flat corners and I'll work on a lot of cornering in training." McLeod said it didn't occur to him that he might be in contention for a podium finish until he was in the final four, then bested American Hayden Damon to advance to the big final. McLeod posted strong results across the board at Kronkworx despite fracturing his ulna and tearing a tendon in his elbow after a crash during the winter, which set back his training schedule. Still, McLeod improved his riding by leaps and bounds since 2019, and was able to make an impression coming back to Kronkworx. "The last time I did it, I wasn't as fast and didn't have as much experience, so I was in the middle of the pack," he said. "I had time to get faster, so this year, I was closer to the front of the pack." Squamish's Lucy Van Easteren also garnered 2 first-place finishes at Kronkworx in the U19 category. For Cohen Skripnik, who moved to Squamish to pursue a biking career, Kronkworx was a chance to reset his season after some struggles earlier in the year. "Riding Kronkworx was super epic, just because it's a home race and all the events are always so fun," he said. Finding he truly focused on process rather than results, Skripnik placed 5th in both the RockShox Canadian Open DH and the Air DH, but particularly enjoyed competing in the official Whip-Off World Championships after making his Whip-Off debut last summer at Innsbruck, Austria. "My mindset has been way better," he said. "It has helped a heap." Skripnik, speaking from Les Getz, France, where he finished 25th in the junior men's division of the UCIMTB World Championships on August 27, was content placing in the top 25. "I'm quite happy with how the weekend went. I do wish things had gone a little bit better in my race, but at the time, it was the best I could do, considering the conditions," said Matteo Quist. Meanwhile, topped the podium for his division in both of his downhill races. Though the courses posed challenging conditions, his familiarity with them helped put him over the top. "The Canadian Open was totally one of the gnarliest courses ever," said Quist, 14. "But I feel natural riding those because I ride Whistler every day. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty good." In their respective divisions, other outstanding results came courtesy of Jackson Goldstone, first in official Whip-Off World Championships and Canadian Open DH, Ryan Griffith, first in Air DH and third in Canadian Open DH, Ellie Hoskin, first in Enduro World Series, Seth Sherlock, first in Enduro World Series, Emmett Hancock, second in Enduro World Series, and Remy Govan, third in Enduro World Series. Complete results are available at www.kronkworx.com. Please note that this story was updated since it was first posted to include that Squamish's Lucy Van Easteren also won 2 gold medals at Kronkworx in the U19 category.